With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, my friend?
Never been better. How about you?
I'm great. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
Jeremy, you put up a Christmas tree?
I did.
Oh, what's this? Thank you.
Okay, I'm doing a little decorating over the weekend.
A couple of banquet beers if you want. It's Monday.
Oh,
what else are you doing?
Nice.
Yeah. Warm in here today. This is actually
to Laszlo and Slim.
A pretty good idea. Yeah, did you see that?
Did you look at it?
No, well, I see was there scratch-off tickets in there?
Yeah, go
and
look.
And little bottles of booze.
Oh, really?
It's an advent. You wanted a boozy advent calendar, and you couldn't find one. She made you one.
I got you.
You are the best. Thank
Lotto
you.
Lotto tickets. If you win money, though, you have to share it.
That's fair.
Okay.
We have to split all money three ways.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I figured if something... let's be honest. If there's $1 million winner in there, you're not going to want to split that evenly. We might end up in court.
I
would feel bad. She bought them, you know?
Right. Oh,
I don't know what the limit
down.
Is on how much you're allowed to keep when someone else buys you the ticket.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Right. We're good.
I'm guessing there's not going to be $1 million. But there is some booze in there. When there's booze in there, everybody wins. Let's always remember that, okay?
It's true. I covered everybody's likes and loves, and you should be good.
Right. I'm Laszlo. That's Slim Fast Journeys in the other room. Dallas, Fort Worth, Kansas City, Las Vegas, the Dakotas, San Diego, Toledo, and wherever else. Hopefully you're tuned in and you enjoy the show today. What do we got going on?
Well,
I just walked in, by the way. I have no idea.
I assume that we would talk about, I don't know if we're going to talk to Nick today or not, but I saw that you guys had texted about it. I know it's technically sports news, but I feel like it's bigger than that, and that's Cleveland changing their name, Cleveland Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there a way that we could just do them all? Like, the Washington football team.
Right.
Right.
The Washington, D.C. baseball team. Can't we just do the city and the sport?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Wouldn't that be easier for everybody? Why do we have, like, dumb... I mean, and I know, I like some of them, don't get me wrong. But then when you do it this way and teams move, you end up with the Utah Jazz. There's no Jazz in Utah.
Right.
Or the Los Angeles Lakers. There's no Lakes in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
And then the Timberwolves, who cares? Some of them are good, I like. But I don't know, I guess we could ask our San Diego audience, is there an above average amount of Padres in San Diego? I don't know that to be true.
I don't either. But
some of them are good. The Dallas Cowboys, that makes sense. I get it. You know, the Detroit Pistons, I get it.
That's my favorite. That's
but,
awesome.
You know, can't we just do the Dallas football team?
I think Washington
the Dallas
football
basketball team
sounds good.
Yeah.
What's their plan?
I don't know, but they shouldn't change it.
I don't think they should. And also, the uniforms look awesome.
Right.
It's just the solid colors with the numbers up there. It looks
I like
cool.
It. Yeah.
But all I know, this is from TMZ. It says The Cleveland Indians' new name will not have Native American ties. That's what the team owner, Paul Dolan, said today. While Indians will always be a part of our history, it's time to move forward and work to unify our stakeholders and fans through a new name. So, I don't know what they're going to be. Indians monikers. Oh, they're going to use it through 2021. And then they'll try and find a new nickname. Bless you. So that kind of leaves the old Chiefs there, doesn't it?
Yeah, yep. That, feels like the Chiefs are probably...
They last.
You got the Braves.
Oh, the Braves. That's right. You still got the Braves. So is it a... Do you want to be the last one? You know?
Like, yeah.
My allergies are killing me, and it's... And I know people don't care. Look, you're out there really doing hard jobs, but it's 7 million degrees in here.
It yeah. really is.
We have this issue where our studio is all windows, like from floor to bottom on one wall. And right when we get in here,
but by the way, when we say that our studio's all windows, it sounds like we're on the 17th floor of some giant building and it's all windows. No.
No need
to. We're on the second floor overlooking a service street.
Yep. Field.
There's nothing to look at. Just build a wall there. Why would I don't even want to look out there? It's a, you know, it's a service street that goes into a medical center. It's depressing.
Yeah. There's no reason to be fighting this problem.
And I could jump from the window to the ground and be okay probably.
Yeah, we're second floor here.
I think
here,
you'd be
so,
all right.
Yeah, not a high rise. Don't want you to get that imaging. But
just
right
sorry, when you said it's
in,
all windows, I imagine me and my car being like those guys.
Right.
I bet you they're killing it. No.
They're high rise.
No.
But the sun cooks these things, and it starts the minute that we walk in every day. That's where the sun is in the sky, and they don't let us mess with the thermostat.
Nope.
I know.
I tried. I went and I tried everything.
I mean,
nope.
I like this company. But of all the things, like when they say, hey, help us think of ways that we could, you know, help reduce waste and all stuff. I was one that said, get rid of the coffee cups.
Yeah, sure.
Give us mugs. You know, I even suggested that we not use paper towels in the bathroom, just use regular towels. They said that was gross. That we probably shouldn't do that, which is fair, especially now, you know, COVID, hindsight's 2020. But the, you know, just. Let us have a little bit of control over this fan in here. The person who controls it isn't even here today.
Nope,
so no one.
I bet you their office is awesome.
I'll bet it's great. I'll bet it's comfortable. And it's empty right now.
Yeah.
So thank God you brought cold
I bought
beverages.
Some cold beers for you guys. So
perfect. 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 What'd you do this weekend?
I had the boys.
Yeah? No sports?
So, no, we have that baseball league that we do, that Hit Tracks thing, which is fun. If you haven't done that before, even if you're an adult, it's really kind of fun. It's just like Top Golf for baseball.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never seen it. I want to look up pictures of these.
So we did that. But everything else, you know what I got them hooked on? I was super proud of myself. The Wonder Years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I was looking for a series that they could watch, and I saw Chacho, that's my youngest, he's 9. He was watching, like he picked it up by himself. My oldest is watching. It's neat to see what they pick out for themselves. As your children get older, they start to have personalities of their own, of course. And when they're real little, you know, everything you like, they like. And then I'm guessing in a couple more years, everything I like, they'll hate, right?
Yep. Right.
But right now, they're starting to find those things that they like themselves. And my oldest is watching Flash on Netflix.
Oh, is that made for Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And then my youngest was watching Young Sheldon.
Oh, the spinoff of the Big Bang Theory thing? Okay.
So he was watching Young Sheldon. I was like, this is just like a crappy version of The Wonder Years. Like, it is what
I've
it
never
is.
Seen it. Is that what it is?
That's like a narrator and that type of thing. Okay. So I was like, have you guys ever watched The Wonder Years? They're like, no. And I was like, well, take Young Sheldon and mix it with,
The Sandlot.
Yeah. Right, that's what I said. I mix it with that and put it, you know, and then, you know, I don't know, like a PG version of American Pie, and boom, there you are. And they were like, all right, let's watch it. So we watched, like, the first two seasons. There's a lot of episodes of that to watch, but it was crappy out this weekend, so it was nice.
That's got to be good, too, when they get to an age where they can watch something that you actually want to watch.
Yeah, watching it again, that was great. You know, he dates that. I know we're talking about the Wonder Years. I'm so sorry. he dates that Winnie Cooper, right?
Uh-huh.
And everybody loves Winnie Cooper, but he also dated another girl, Becky.
Okay.
And I always thought Becky was so much cooler than Winnie Cooper. And so just as we're watching, I just asked them both. I was like, you know, who do you like better, Winnie Cooper or Becky? And they're both like, Becky.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember Becky. That's obviously one of the early seasons.
Yeah, he dates her just to get closer to Winnie. And then she finds out and she tells everybody in the school everything he's ever said about him. Ah, she's a real bitch. But, you know.
She's not the one who he's afraid to ask out because he's got a zit. And then by the time he sees her, he realizes she's got a zit, too.
No,
different girl. Different. I haven't seen that show in a while. I could probably start rewatching that.
It's good.
Right now.
It's worth watching.
Be fine with it.
You see Tyrann Mathieu's quote this week? If you don't know who he is, he plays for the Chiefs.
Honey Badger?
Yeah.
No.
If you see me fighting a bear, help the bear.
Oh. A man after Laszlo's heart.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there are quite a few people that message us, or especially when we start talking about the text in. I'm not saying it's the majority, but you're not alone in this idea that you think you could beat up an animal.
Yes, I know.
It seems to be, it's catching on in popularity, actually. And since that guy beat up the bear to save his dog, you know, now everybody feels emboldened. Like, yeah, I could take on a bear.
Sure.
So, now, Honey Badger, probably in a little better shape than us.
Yeah.
Give him that.
Sure.
So.
He could probably take on a tougher bear than we could.
Yeah. Oh,
well, yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see, you know, I'm scared to go get really any type of medical work done. And I know I'm at that age where you should at least get your heart looked at. Just make sure that you don't need anything. I've got friends who've had heart attacks, you know. And I'm just scared to go in there. But I saw a thing today. It said if you can do this one thing, then your heart's probably fine.
What is it? Is that like sit down and stand up thing? It was like 12 years ago.
4 flights of stairs, 90 seconds. We can do that. We're going to time it. I say we go try it right now, actually, before it gets too hot in here.
I don't know about that.
We'll film it. Jeremy can film it for Instagram. Only got to do 4 flights. And it doesn't say you have to do it multiple times. It just says you got to get up those 4 flights of stairs.
We're only on the second floor.
In 90 seconds. Yes, but I say we count each segment of steps. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's how it works.
Come on, Jenny. If I can get up 3 flights in 30 seconds, then I'm definitely good, right?
So technically, from the first floor to the second floor, is that 2 flights of stairs since you go up and then turn and then go up again? Or is it each floor is a flight
of stairs? Well, there's a way to get down to the bottom of the third floor on the front of the building. So you got steps, 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 steps. There's a way to make this work. I looked at it earlier.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
All right. I'm not either. You know why? Because I know I can do it, so that's fine. You know you can do it, right?
In 90 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do
it. Yeah, we're all good. Everybody here is good?
Sure.
Good. Glad to hear it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, things most people have done that I haven't.
Yeah, is there anything that you can think of? You're like, I know just about everybody else has done this, but I've never done it. Like for me, for a long time, I learned a few years back, but it was whistling. I didn't know how to whistle until this few years ago.
I can't whistle great, but I can whistle.
And I couldn't snap my fingers, but I learned both.
Yeah,
I think
I got it. I've done everything now.
I think you said just keep practicing. It's like, dude, I'm 28 years old. I don't know how to snap.
Yeah, I just said
you're like,
my
just
voice.
Keep
just keep
doing
it.
It.
You'll be fine. Just keep doing it.
Took me like a day. Jeremy, anything come to mind?
Not that I can think of, but I haven't done much because, we learned I'm not curious. So.
Oh yeah, Laszlo says Jeremy's not curious. In case you.
What is
that?
That's not an insult. Is that an insult?
No, it's not. I'm just saying we've learned that I'm not curious. So
she's not curious.
I'm gonna guess.
She's an uncurious adult.
Done most of those things.
The way you said it at the time, she was talking about movies she hadn't seen, and Laszlo goes, "Let me tell you something." Jeremy's not curious.
No.
She's not.
Right. Okay.
Jeremy beats to her own drum. So if you're if everybody says, I love this show, I love this show, I love this movie, I love this movie. If she's not, she's like, man.
Never seen
not
it.
Not curious about that. Don't care.
Nope.
Okay, so these are the top answers that people gave for stuff that everyone else has done they haven't. There are a few people that say they've never had Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. That makes sense.
Okay.
I know a couple of those people, you know. Do you know any of those or at least one of those?
Your dad doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Well, my dad has a Facebook page.
Right.
Yeah.
Seems like most people at least have the Facebook page now. Learning to swim. A lot of people still haven't learned to swim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Done that.
Cussed in front of parents or smoked in front of parents.
Yep, I do both of those.
I did cuss. I would not smoke in front of my parents when I was still a smoker.
Oh man, one of those.
Laszlo and I used to debate this. Laszlo was all about smoking in front of my mom. No problem. Smoking in front of his mom, smoking in front of my mom.
I'm a goddamn man.
I know,
there
but
you
just... I'm
an adult.
You spend a long time trying to keep it a secret from them, and then, you know, especially if they're not smokers.
Once I turned
and then,
18, I started smoking in front of them. I'm an adult. It's illegal. I don't understand. What am I hiding things
from? You know,
from
she spent her whole life trying to take care of you, and now here you are just kind of not taking care of yourself. Like in the, you know, it's like... You're just smoking. She doesn't want to see you smoke.
Yeah, so what?
I know. Look, the jury's still out on this.
People
I know
the jury's not still out of this. You're an adult.
Some people don't smoke in front of their parents as adults.
Well, some
not
people
the
are
one.
Still tied to their mother's apron.
Okay.
Too bad.
Okay.
Mine was more of I didn't want to deal with my mother because I knew she would nag me the entire time. That's why I didn't do it. It wasn't a I'm ashamed of doing it in front of you. It was a, I don't want to deal with the consequences later.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, fine.
And then what else are you doing if you're smoking?
Nothing,
I hope. Are you doing drugs?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I'm an adult. I don't even understand why that conversation would come up.
Because I'm smoking
mom,
in front
I smoke.
Of my mom.
I'm an adult. Do you hide driving from her? All the other things that are legal to do? Like, I don't know, you're driving. Do you not speed in front of her? Do you guys go slower in the car?
I promised mom I wouldn't smoke when I was a little boy, okay? I promised her.
You promised mom you wouldn't do a lot of things when you were a little boy.
I don't, okay, I know what you're going to try and tie that to. I doubt that I ever actually made any promises like that. I did promise her that I wouldn't smoke when I was a little kid.
I just think you try to make it seem like it's about respect.
Mm. Yeah.
And my thing is like lying to your parents isn't respectful.
Well, I think
hiding
she knew.
Hiding things from your parents is lying.
She obviously
hiding
knew.
Things from people is lying. So they think better of you as opposed to who you really are. That's lying. That's not a real relationship. You're an asshole.
Oh, wow. Wow. All the way there, huh?
Well, I had a couple of these.
Been on a date.
Send me something else.
A lot of adults who say they've never been on an actual date. And for that matter, a lot of adults who say they've never been in a long-term relationship, and a lot of adults who say they've still never had sex.
Yeah, well.
And I do know one of those, which
no,
you don't
you
think
don't.
That I do, but I'm telling you, man, I do. I know.
Did they admit it?
Huh?
Did they admit it?
They'll admit they say the last person they ever dated and or kissed was in the eighth grade, so, I mean.
Dated and or kissed, but then they go to a pro? You go to a pro eventually.
I would think so. You would think that eventually you would go to a pro.
Of course.
But I don't know. He ain't talking if he did.
Well, that's not kissing or dating, so.
That's true, yeah. I guess you don't usually kiss a pro. And that's a good way to
you're
get
you're not allowed
punched.
To.
Yeah. Yeah, some get that special girlfriend experience, whatever, right? Doesn't that include kissing? I don't know how that works. Know how to ride a bike.
They never offered me the girlfriend experience.
Remember that guy, the television?
I'm sure they
Shane
do
Wilder?
At certain places, but that, yeah.
Remember that Sham Wow guy was all bloody in the news because he got hit with the telephone? Remember that? You told me about it because when that you remember that guy that sold the Sham Wows?
Yeah,
well, he was in the news one time because he got attacked and he had, like, you know, blood on his mouth. And I didn't understand what was going on. And I read that he was with a sex worker, was, you know, allegedly the story at the time. I have no idea if that was true. And that he kissed her. And I was like, wait a second. He kissed her. And Laz was like, yes, you can't kiss.
Oh, so
I didn't know
that for someone
at the
you
time.
Love.
I was like, oh, you're not supposed to do that. And then I learned, yeah, no,
you can't
definitely,
kiss a sex worker.
Definitely don't do that. A lot of people said they've never had a one-night stand.
Oh.
They've had sex. They're, you know, maybe even married or whatever, but they never got the opportunity to have a one-night stand. That's probably pretty common, right, for
really?
A lot of people.
No.
I mean, compared to some of these other things, not having a one-night stand.
No, I would
I've
think
got friends
well, it takes
who married
two people to not have the one-night stand. You would think someone at least think they're in a relationship and the other person, like, I'm out. Right? And that would be a one-night stand. You would think that would happen to somebody.
You don't
most
have
people.
Any friends that married their high school sweethearts that
no.
you think have been faithful to one another this whole time?
I don't have any friends who did that.
Oh.
Mm. None.
Do you, Jeremy?
No.
Oh.
But I've had a lot of one-night stands, so.
Asked someone out on a date, like been the one to ask someone out.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of girls who haven't done that.
Closer there. I don't know. I feel like I'm really, really bad at that. So I feel like they almost had to ask me first. You say the same thing, right, Lazo, that you kind of wait until, like, are you going to ask me out or
well,
not?
Well, it's got to be pretty obvious, but yeah. I think there's probably a lot of women who have just never had to ask anybody out.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever asked anyone out, but most of my relationships all started the same way with blueberry vodka and a one-night stand. So,
right, there you go. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever asked anyone out on a date.
Is that how
just to leave in the morning.
Yeah.
Is that how this relationship started? Blueberry vodka and a one-night stand?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's romantic.
A couple of times, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just never left.
Never had
poison. Like, did you leave? He's like, man.
Well, yeah, I did kick him out once for a couple of years, and then he came back. So
you kicked him out for 2 years and he came back?
That was like a blueberry vodka thing there as well, both of those. So,
wow.
Yeah.
2 years is a long time after you kick somebody out for them to come back. That's like one of those stories you see about, you know, family dog lost 7 years ago, returned home.
Same thing.
That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Never had poison ivy?
I don't think I've ever had poison ivy.
Really?
I don't. Yeah. I have not, but I also always said that I'm not allergic to it, which I've heard that you can become allergic to it, whatever, but I used to show off at camp and, like, look, I'd rub it on my shoulder. I can't get it. You know, the counselor's like, do not do that. I was like, I can't get it. And then I learned later you could become allergic at any time. So, but I've never had it.
I've never had it.
I want to rub it on you now and see.
Don't now. I'm sure now.
I'm now.
Guarantee I'm allergic to it by now.
I know I'm allergic.
One of the top 10 answers was never having gone to a concert before.
Yeah.
How do you think that happens?
I think there's some people who don't love music.
Oh.
That's true.
But you'd think that at some point you get dragged along with your mom to some, you know, Rod Stewart tribute thing or something.
You grow up in a family where people don't love
music.
Maybe
that doesn't count.
It's just not a, you know, it's more of a utility than it is, you know, an expression or a way of life.
A lot of people say they've never broken a bone. That's the one I was thinking. Have you ever broken a bone?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
Both ankles, my leg, both wrists, my arm, my collarbone, and my nose.
Oh, ow. I was thinking somebody here said they hadn't broken a bone, but it's okay. Then it definitely wasn't you.
Wasn't him.
The eighth most common answer is flying. Never been on a plane, never been on a helicopter. Mm. Never built a snowman. Okay, that makes sense depending on where you grew up, right?
I've only done a couple times. I hate winter.
It's not that much fun actually building the snowman. When you're a kid and you're playing the snow, you're having snowball fights.
Right.
Right? You weren't building snowman. I don't know.
I
Maybe
did.
You were.
I liked building snowman.
I could see that. I could see that. We like to build forts.
Fun.
And then we'd build snowballs and we'd have a snowball fight and try and destroy each other's forts. That was the whole thing. But these people who've never built a snowman, I've never surfed. I've never tried to surf.
No.
I've been to the ocean, but why would I try and surf now? You know, like, why would I go to the ocean in my 20s and be like, let me try this? I'm not
going to
be good at it. I'm not going to be good at it. I know I'm not good at that stuff. I'm not good at skateboarding.
It's a challenge. You can do it.
I just like sitting there, you know, having a drink.
We did it last time we were in Santa Monica, too.
Yeah, I've never tried to surf before.
Wake up in the morning and go meet one of those surf instructors down by the, you know, the pier, and the Santa Monica pier, and they take you out a little bit, you know, drive you down to the parking lot by Malibu, and it's fun, man.
I just rent the little wakeboard and sit out there, you know, just kind of float in the ocean.
I like floating.
See if I can bring a drink out there with me.
Yep.
A lot of people said they've never had a dream where they're flying, which I've never had a dream where I'm actually having sex. I only ever get All close right. to having sex, but I've never had sex in a dream, which I think is pretty rare because everyone I've talked to says they've had sex in their dreams before. I never actually start sex. We're always trying to find a place that we can get to. Whistling is really common. A lot of people said they've never had an actual real job, anything other than just like part-time jobs, you know?
Yeah.
Held down a full-time job. Stung by a bee or wasp.
Yep.
You done that?
I had not been stung by a bee until the day my dad died.
Really?
Really?
Oh, that's right. The bee that was possibly...
My father.
A messenger from your father.
I was standing out on the deck and my sister called me and said, we're going to take dad off, you know, life support. And I said, okay. And then she said, I'll call you back when it's done. And like a minute before she called, a bee flew into my shirt and stung me right here. And it's the last time I cried, and I'd started to cry, and the bee stung me. And I went, God damn it. And I got away from him. And then the phone rang, and my sister said, you know, dad's gone. And I went, And I just felt it was his way of saying, you know, I'll give you something to cry about.
Toughen up.
I really am. Yeah, like you little.
Toughen up.
Being a little bitch.
Top two answers, ski/snowboard, because, you know, you don't live near mountains, indoor snow. And number one's ice skating.
Yeah.
Have you ever been ice skating?
Yeah, I don't like it, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're from Michigan. I guess it's skating, even, you know. I always think of ice skating as, like, figure skating, because that's the only thing around here. But I forget.
People play hockey.
You guys like hockey. Yeah, you guys like hockey. You been ice skating, Jeremy?
No.
Okay.
No way.
So what's the thing from your list? Like, what would be on your list? Mine's surfing, and I've never had sex in a dream.
Out of all those?
Or just, is there anything else that you've
never
done?
I don't know.
You think you've done it all, for the most part? All the normal stuff.
Yeah, all the normal stuff. I don't know what anybody's done that I haven't done.
We all went to prom.
Yeah.
That was on the list. A lot of people said they
didn't
get to go to prom, never went to prom. Yeah. I was like, well, we all went to prom.
Yep.
I didn't graduate high school.
There you go.
Most people have done that.
There you go. Never graduated high school. Jeremy? Oh, yeah, that's right. You had lots of things on the list.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, let's doom scroll.
Well, the first vaccines are now being administered in the United States. Over the weekend, you probably saw the stuff about the FDA approving the Pfizer vaccine, and they said, you know, Within days. As a matter of fact, I saw a thing last night that said within a few days people could start to get it. Well, it was faster than that because people are already getting it. One of the very first, if not the first, was an ICU nurse in New York. There were cameras there, and Cuomo was there, and she got the vaccine, and now other people have got it. If you look up vaccine, if you just Google news that right now, you can. I see people in Rhode Island who are getting it, so it's already being administered to people in at least the Northeast.
Thank you. So, Sandra, You didn't flinch. I take it that Dr. Chester has a good touch.
She has a good touch, and it didn't feel any different from taking any other vaccine.
There you go. Didn't feel any different from taking any other vaccine.
There you
and
go.
Now you can check. Check with your state. If you just go online and look, when will I get the vaccine? Jeremy and I were talking about this off the air earlier, but from what we've both seen, it's like each state is going to have their own priorities for who gets it, which industry.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about, one of the states you saw said that like maybe meatpacking
employees
will be near the top of the list to get it.
Yep.
So they just have to check and see. The Electoral College is officially casting their vote today for Joe Biden, which, you know, normally wouldn't be a very big deal, except that this year, well, there's been a lot of news about the election because Trump has been trying to fight / overturn the results of the election. And Trump says, look, he just doesn't want an illegitimate president in the White House. And boy, he's got a lot of supporters who feel the same way. And things started to get a little rough over the weekend. Yeah, it was some fighting. I don't know if you saw any of those videos. People were punching each other.
No, I worry about the country having an illegitimate president. That's what I worry about.
Joe Biden won the election by more than 7 million votes, but that hasn't stopped President Trump.
USA!
Or his supporters who gathered in Washington, D.C. this weekend from continuing to say the election was stolen. Some demonstrations turned violent, with at least four people stabbed Saturday night as pro- and anti-Trump groups clashed in the streets. And D.C. police are investigating potential hate crimes against at least two black churches after Black Lives Matter banners were torn down. On the eve of the Electoral College vote, a new CBS News poll finds 82% of Trump supporters do not consider Joe Biden's win legitimate. Yet overall, 62% of the nation's voters feel the election is over and settled and it's time to move on.
62% of voters
think
that the election is settled. So
that's a big number.
It's crazy. There's a lot of people and you know what? I'm not going to say. I saw a certain group of people who seem to be really taking part in these protests over the weekend.
Oh, Slim Fast gets all scared because of it says Proud Boys.
Oh, I didn't say what it was. I just said that
some girl will email him and tell him that.
Get him, Santa. Undercover officers.
He gets real mad. Every time he says it, there's a girl who messages him, and he gets freaked out. She's like, you know, what's his name?
Enrique wants to speak to you. Okay,
he's
okay.
Like, oh, God. I'm like, man.
Santa.
It's fine.
And his elf are both undercover police officers. At least at this Target store in Riverside, California, they spotted a guy stealing a car. And can you imagine when people see Santa Claus and his elf chasing down a car thief? They don't know that they're undercover cops who are there to try and prevent theft and stuff.
Sure.
They think the mall Santa or whatever is out there chasing down this car thief. So people are really excited. Go get him, Santa. But it was actually police officers who caught this car thief.
Get him, Santa!
I couldn't make this stuff up. We worked inside the store identifying shoplifters, and when they fled the scene, Santa was there to take them into custody. But when I looked over my shoulder, I saw Santa running by me, going after the second subject. Santa hasn't run like that in a very long time. They were apologetic, and Santa's deciding whether or not they're going to stay on the naughty list.
One of the people who was trying to get away was apprehended by an elf who had a gun.
Oh, love it.
Again, just try to imagine that you're taking your kids to go shopping or whatever, and you see an elf pull out a gun. But every week, almost every day, I feel like this might be the most American thing we're going to have all week. And I feel like we're already setting the bar pretty high with undercover Santas and elves who are strapped and they're taking down car thieves. Lazo, explain to me what happened with this Gators and LSU game with somebody throwing a shoe. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, so apparently they lost the game.
The Gators did to LSU, and LSU has not been good this year.
Yeah.
Florida's been really good.
And I thought that it had something to do with losing the shoe. Here, I'll play the clip for you.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 11 of the defense, throwing the LSU player's shoe 20 yards down the field.
So it says the Florida Gators lost the game against LSU because one of their players chucked a shoe that had fallen off an LSU player.
The score was tied, and LSU would have had a fourth down, but this penalty made it first and 10. The ref even tells us how far it went. LSU, long field goal, 37-34, and overtime, there you go. But it's because of the shoe-throwing penalty, that's what cost him the game.
I didn't even see it.
Just made me think of the...
LSU, God damn it.
Your computer's not working over there?
Drilled a school record 57-yard field goal through the dense fog and the uprights after an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Florida senior Marco Wilson, who threw tight end Cole Taylor's shoe. There you go.
It just picked up a shoe.
Wilson tossed it after a third down stop that would have forced LSU to punt. Instead, the Tigers got a first down, and then boom.
Threw a shoe.
There you go.
That's why I don't do that.
There you go.
There's
cost you the game.
A lot of states, counties, cities across the country that have either already started a new version of the lockdown or they're getting ready to start a new version of the lockdown, including parts of Pennsylvania. And one patron at this bar said, they're getting ready to close this place down for a while because they're going to do a second wave lockdown. I'm going to start tipping these bartenders. And tipped one of them $500.
One of my servers actually got a $500 tip today from a customer.
It just really touched my heart that people realize what we're going through. And they did just that. They told me, they're like, Merry Christmas. Keep your head up.
So can nice. I tell you again, I don't know what the right thing is here or not, but I went out to eat this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I don't know. We called the head, said, what's the deal? You know, what are you guys doing? And they said, well, you know, we're at limited capacity. We're keeping people, and we've opened up. Like, it's an area that would normally be for private parties and stuff. And they actually just keep it closed most of the time. They've opened it up so that people are kind of in separate rooms and have a lot of space to themselves. But you're still eating out. I got to say, man, I felt a little...
Like you shouldn't be doing it?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's hard to tell looking around, like, how these people... it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
It was a seafood place, and we wanted to go somewhere nice.
Captain D's?
Captain D's.
No, it wasn't Captain D's. I think they're drive-through only. It was a seafood restaurant, a sit-down seafood restaurant, and we went inside, and as I was sitting there, I thought, again, are we doing the right thing? The last time I went out to eat was when I sat outside over the summer. I told you about that.
Right.
And you said that was fine, which I kind of agree. If you're outside, it's probably okay. But it's a little too cold here now to be sitting outside. But stuff is still open, so I don't know what the right answer is. Have you seen speaking of stuff getting shut down, that gym owner in New Jersey?
What do you mean you don't know what the right answer is? The right answers don't go.
I know, but what
about these? The only reason why you're even debating is because you want to go.
They're not getting any money.
Look, you're not the first one to say, you know, the dichotomy of man, the yin and the yang. It's fine. But quit saying you don't know which one is right. You just don't know which one you're going to do.
So
you're okay with doing the wrong thing, apparently.
Definitely don't. You're not supposed to go.
Of course you're not supposed to go. They told us not to go. Now, if you're a this isn't real type of thing, then I guess, you know, you got to rationalize this in your head a completely different way. But I know you're not that kind of guy. You believe this is real. You believe people are getting sick. And you think they're dying at a high rate.
Yeah.
So if you believe all those things, then you shouldn't go. But you're saying, okay, I know I shouldn't go, but I really want seafood, and I'd like to enjoy my life, and I'm going to go anyway.
Yeah,
you're making that decision. You're weighing it. But don't say, what are we supposed to do? You know what you're supposed to do.
Supposed to stay home.
Right.
Supposed to stay home. Yeah, I know.
You know, you're taking a risk.
I try and do those mental gymnastics to convince myself that someone's got to help these service industry people out. You know, people have got to work.
It's true.
The gym owner
is true.
The gym owner in New Jersey who keeps making the you've seen this guy with the beard here. Here he is on TMZ. Do you recognize that guy? He's the guy that keeps saying we're not going to shut down. They keep coming in and finding him more money. He's been making these videos that are getting a lot of views. He's now, after all these rules that he's defied. He's got $1.2 million in fines racked up right now.
Okay.
And he still says he's not closing. If you haven't seen this guy, he has I saw one of his videos where he said, look, we brought in our own experts, basically,
right,
and talked about what's a safe way that we could do things, and we were really hoping the government would work with us, but they refused to.
We knew that small business could adapt to operating in a COVID environment, and we had hoped that the government would work with us. To date, we have not been contacted by Governor Murphy or anybody in government other than to punish us. That leads us to believe that this was never about public health.
Okay, so this has been going on for months now. And they're supposed to close down again, and of course he's not going to. By the way, he looks
just like Journey's boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they look really, really similar.
Yeah.
And look, if your boyfriend owned a gym, I don't know, maybe he would also be doing something similar. I really don't know. But what do you do to punish someone? Because you do have rules that, I'm sorry, seem a little inconsistent depending on... It's
for
like
sure.
In California, they had the thing where they said strip clubs could stay open and churches could
right.
not. I get it. I get why people are frustrated. And you're saying some businesses are essential that don't necessarily seem all that essential depending... I mean, it's essential to the people that work there. But in the beginning, it was just grocery stores and gas stations and liquor stores, right?
Yeah.
That was basically it.
That's
everything
all that
shut
was
down.
Open.
And now they're trying to do all this kind of web work of what's essential and what's not. Gyms have not been essential. You're not giving people any money to help these small businesses, at least not much. A lot of people haven't been able to get it. So I get why these people are frustrated. I also get why you're frustrated with the gym owner when people are dying, and he's obviously, he looks to be at least maybe a little bit conspiratorial, right?
Well, I don't know.
He's talking about how there's no science and whatever. So how do you punish this person? You're not going to get the $1.2 million.
I mean,
you just keep finding him out of business?
Why are you even talking about him, Shrimp Scampi?
Do you think that makes it worse? Hey, I'm not a business owner, okay? I'm a business proprietor, that's all. I just went. But I feel like if you end up...
Scallops.
What was the other? The Staten Island? Where was the bar owner, Jeremy, where the cops came and there was all those protesters showed up and they were yelling at the police?
Red Lobster.
Okay,
that
you know what, Jeremy? I think we need to take a little break here. Laszlo's getting a little worked up. The Church of
Laszlo. All right, let's keep doom scrolling, my friend.
Well...
What's wrong with you?
You okay?
It's just hot.
You look.
We were outside for
displeased.
Two.
Displeased.
Two seconds. It felt good.
You're like annoyed to be in here with us.
No, I'm just hot. Look, my
eyes
my ears are getting red. Publishers Clearinghouse mentioned it earlier.
Oh my God!
Is it real?
Who cares?
It real? You know what? Forget it. If you want to find out if it's real,
let's move on.
If you want to find out if it's real, because I'll tell you what, I learned some interesting things about it. By the way, it is real. I don't want to get sued by Publishers Clearinghouse. I also don't want to get taken off of their mailer there. I'd like to hopefully win the big one day.
They still send out mail for that, too?
Yeah, of
That's
course.
A thing?
Jeremy, I would have explained it all to you, but I'll explain it later, okay?
Okay, fine.
Do you guys use... I know you did the DNA thing, but did you use Ancestry or 23andMe? Okay.
I did Ancestry.
You did Ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Some did 24.
That's pretty good. Ancestry... is in a little bit, well, I don't know if you say trouble. Someone's filed a lawsuit against Ancestry because apparently one of the things they do now on Ancestry is they have our yearbooks. If you go on there and look, they've been compiling yearbooks, which I said, now this was years before Facebook, I had this great idea to take everyone's yearbook, put them all online, and then you could go look at any school's yearbook, and then Facebook really kind of got rid of
that. Yearbook.com?
Maybe it was. So, Ancestry's been doing this. They've been compiling yearbooks.
Okay.
The lawsuit doesn't say who the plaintiff is, except that they are not customers of Ancestry, but their photos are on Ancestry in the form of these yearbook photos, and they don't think that their yearbook photos should be on this website, helping the website to sell memberships. I didn't even know that they were doing this, and then I saw this commercial.
Yearbooks are amazing journals that capture a sliver of time in the life of your ancestors. So many family photos can go missing, or only one member of the family has a copy of mom in her marching band uniform, or grandpa posing as president of the chess club. With the latest addition to our Ancestry yearbook collection, your journey down memory lane isn't far.
That is the last thing that I would think, you know what? I think I got a lawsuit on my hand. I'm about
right.
to catch a case.
Right, yeah.
Because it says they allege that Ancestry failed to obtain consent from, give notice to, or provide compensation to tens of millions of Californians whose names, photographs, biographical information, and identities appear in its Ancestry yearbook database. I would just think that if your picture is already in that yearbook, you didn't really have anything. You don't own any of that.
Right.
All those pictures and everything are owned by, I would assume, the school.
Right.
They took the pictures. They put the yearbook together. I don't remember ever signing anything that said, I'm allowing the yearbook to use my photo.
Mm-mm.
Maybe they would have said, we're not really making a profit off of this, but they definitely sold our yearbooks. Did you have to buy yours?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So anyway, these people are suing Ancestry because they say, look, you owe us some money because my pictures are up there in the yearbook, and if you're going to get customers that way, then you need my consent.
I don't think that's going to work.
Laszlo, have your kids ever bought a bunch of stuff on the phone without you knowing about it? Like you get a bill, and it's for hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars.
My oldest bought a $100 app one time.
Oh, one of those.
That's the only time I ever noticed. I don't know what it was.
Was it called? Well, wasn't there one called like the $100 app? There was one like that. You remember that?
His was just like some sort of DC Marvel, you know, membership thing.
Okay. So this app is apparently for Sonic the Hedgehog, which is what made me think of you, Lazo.
Well, maybe
I know
it was.
That
maybe that could be it too.
I know that your kid loves Sonic. And
loves
I guess
it.
There must be in-app purchases.
He just finished that whole game again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Journey, you're familiar with Sonic the Hedgehog, right? You know the theme music. I don't know if the actual... you remember this? Oh, I guess your kid plays it all the time.
Yeah.
There's in-app purchases on a lot of these games, and apparently there's in-app purchases on this game as well. Take a little gander at how much money this kid spent on his mom's phone on Sonic stuff.
$5,000.
That's what I was going to say.
That sounds like a lot, right?
$5,000? Yeah.
$16,000.
Jesus.
I mean, that's a pretty nice used car there, $16,000. Obviously, the mom is super pissed. She says the spending began in July. She went back and she was able to figure out that the child spent $1.99 for each one of these packs. They're, I guess, help you get extra lives and get extra powers and stuff like that. There's also like bundle packs that you can buy that are $99.99, and it sounds like he bought several of those as well.
That could have been what my kid bought. I remember.
So $16,000 is what she owes for these in-app purchases. The whole in-app purchase thing, I know that I heard someone saying there's a way on some phones that you can try and keep kids from using the credit card. I would, like on the iPhone, if you try and buy something, you have to do the facial recognition thing, right?
Yeah.
You double tap the side of your screen.
Yeah.
It does the facial recognition. If you don't have facial recognition, you have to use your thumbprint. On iPhones, don't you always have to give some sort of verification before you buy something?
Then you have to have it set up.
You have to have that set up. So if you don't have that set up, then potentially someone could just go on there and buy stuff. Oh. Well, if you've got kids, even if, because I would never think like Sonic, you know. Maybe it cost a few dollars up front. I would never think about how there's in-app purchases on that. But there are. There's in-app purchases enough that this kid racked up $16,000, and she really doesn't want to pay the $16,000.
Does she have to?
Don't know. She's trying to fight it. But there's been so many of those stories where someone accidentally left their phone on. You know, they traveled somewhere, and it was roaming, and they didn't know it. I know that's not so much a thing anymore, but it usually involves kids. It's usually some astronomical price, and they weren't actually doing anything. They didn't intend to spend that much money. You'd think that there's a way that you could get out of that.
But even if they're
going to
cut a second, we'll cut you 50%, 75%, still a lot of money.
Exactly. So even if they do say, okay, you don't have to pay all of it.
And the kid used it. I mean, the kid already played.
He's getting extra lives, right? He's getting whatever he gets. I don't know what comes in these bundles, but he was obviously using that stuff.
Yeah.
So police need your help identifying a flasher. Appears to be in his mid to late 20s, wearing light blue jeans, driving a black Dodge Charger, Challenger with black rims. They'll say here in the story. I got to think, just listen to where this happened. I got to think that one of his friends put him up to this.
Police are investigating a case of indecent exposure at an Eastern Carolina Dick's Sporting Goods store. Jacksonville police this evening released a surveillance photo of a man who they say is a person of interest in the exposure. The man is in his mid to late 20s, about 5'10 to 6 feet tall. He was wearing a white T-shirt, a blue jean jacket, and blue jeans. Police say he was driving a black Dodge Challenger with black rims and dark tinted windows.
All right, how much trouble should you get in for that?
For what?
Let's say that he went into this Dick's Sporting Goods and he, you know, pulled his pants down like when people used to streak at a ball game or at a concert, except one of his friends say, hey, you know, it'd be funny. It's called Dick's Sporting Goods. It'd be funny as if you pulled your pants down. How much trouble do you get in for that? And should intent matter if you find out, you know what, none of his friends put him up to this?
Yeah.
I think this guy gets excited by, I think intent should matter. If you think that this
3 months community service.
3 months community service.
Well, what did he do? Did he just walk into the front door and drop his pants and then turn around and run out?
Or did he go into
the women's dressing room and pull down his pants and wait for someone to open a door?
Like, that's different. They're not giving specifics, but they are saying that he showed his junk.
Well,
3 months community service.
3 months community service?
Maybe a little bit more than that.
Well, all right. What about a girl who lifts her tops up at a concert?
Yeah.
I think that's a terrible thing as well.
Right, but you think they get 6 months community service?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Lighten up, Sally. It's just a human body.
I know.
They're just having a little fun. And it's probably his buddies just, you know,
I just don't think girls should
something.
Get in trouble for it. I mean, yes, I get it. You're not allowed to do it. So 3 months community service will slap on the wrist. whatever.
And I get,
unless you're like chasing someone down or masturbating in front of them, but if you just
standing outside a dressing room is different. If you're like, okay, you know, maybe that's more than a little community service.
But if you just lift your top up at a concert or drop your pants at an ice skating rink, whatever.
What about
mooning somebody out of the window of a car? You think
I've done that.
A year in prison?
I've done that.
Execute them.
You did that when you were a kid, right?
That's that bad.
Huh?
You did that when you were a kid, right?
Of course.
Moon people out the car window?
Of course.
Never even crossed my mind that I could go to jail for that. I mean, that seems extreme.
Yeah. It's just a human body. We're so weird about sex.
If the person's being weird, then totally different. That's fine.
Right.
Again, you seem to have the makings of a repeat offender. You're standing outside of the ladies' dressing room and you're exposing yourself at some sort of sexual gratification. If they think that's pretty obvious.
How long are you going to send that dude to jail?
Couple days.
Couple
right?
Days.
Cool you off. Maybe make you spend the night. Right?
I mean, it doesn't seem like it's, you know.
It's just very hard for people like you and I to imagine, to understand that. We've talked about this before. The old, like, cartoon version of the flasher, you know, who was wearing the trench coat and goes, hey, look at that.
Can't do that anymore.
Well, I don't think you were ever supposed to.
Well, I mean, you can't even, like, the cartoons and all that stuff. Like, that's
it's all now. It's not funny anymore.
Right. You can't
joke around. When I was a kid, I thought that those guys were trying to be funny. I didn't know that maybe they, you know, that they were being sexually gratified by doing that. It's hard for me to imagine that that's a thing. I understand people say that it is, but Lazaro, don't you kind of think the same way? Like, it's just, I don't think of doing this as masturbating. And some people would say no, but for that person it is. Okay. I guess also in the movies when they did it,
seems like a, you know, like it's an incident and you need to be punished, but
to have wanted pictures out
again,
and say we're looking for this person.
Just a penis.
So did you see this guy?
Not that important.
Climb on the wing of an airplane at the Vegas airport.
No.
Getting ready to go to Portland. Yeah. I don't know exactly how he got up on the wing. We do know that he jumped the fence to get into the airport, but somehow he managed to climb up on the airplane and get out on the wing, and they had to come chase him down.
Caught on camera on the wing of an Alaska Airlines plane headed for Portland from Las Vegas Saturday. 41-year-old Alejandro Carlson was arrested after climbing onto that wing. Police believe he jumped a perimeter fence to do this. Several police officers followed him out onto the wing there to get him down on the tarmac and make the arrest.
I don't understand that.
What?
Did you think, like, I'm all about, I've often thought about it. When you're in the plane, you look out, you're like, man, it'd be cool to go out there on the wing, right? Like a James Bond movie or something. But you're also like, one, I'm not James Bond. Two, if this thing takes off, I'm going to fall off and die. I can't, you know, John Wick it across this thing and, you know, fly it all the way to Portland. What did this guy think if he just ran, jumped the fence, jumped on the wing that no one would notice and the plane would just take off and he hold on? What's his end game here?
I'd love to know. Right.
Yeah,
I want to
know
if he was planning on, like, did he want to hold on to the
wing?
Right.
Was there someone in the plane that he didn't want to leave?
Yeah.
I'd like to know the story on what's going on with him.
Like Liar Liar?
It looked like he may have been having some sort of a mental crisis.
I just saw him laying there. It looked like he was getting some sun. And then it looked like once they started to get closer, he was kind of holding on to the edge of the wing there, like he didn't want to come down.
He took off his shoes and was trying to climb that little thing at the end of the wing, and then he like fell off.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to get caught. At that point, I just feel like he was trying not to get caught, and there was no way out of there. That's a long fall, too. Did you watch him fall?
Yeah,
that's
a
pretty big drop. But didn't somebody, I swear there was a kid who held on to the wheel one time, and when the wheels came up, he got up into the area where the wheels are stowed in the airplane, and that he survived. Do you remember this, Lazo?
Con Air.
I know it sounds like something out of a movie, but I could have swore that was something
Con
we
Air
talked about on the air.
Steve Buscemi, and I think they went down in the wheel area, and the one guy got crushed by the wheels, and then the other guy, he fought him down there. I remember that. Yeah.
I thought that maybe it had happened.
What was that guy's? Who was the star of that?
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. He beat that guy up down there, and the guy got crushed by the wheels. Yeah, I remember.
There was one a few years ago, 2014, boy survives 5-hour flight in airplane wheel well.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, it wasn't that long ago. We talked about it on the show.
Teen
2014?
Teen survives flight to Hawaii in jet's landing gear. That was 2014.
Good Lord. He survived
Nick
in
Cage
the
was
wheel
not
well.
A child in 2014.
No, he was not. He was not. This is a different story.
This was
just
a 15-year-old
true,
boy.
But different story.
Yeah.
Got it.
What you looking at, punk?
Nothing. I was just admiring your cage.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, Kansas City, Dallas, Fort Worth, Las Vegas, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, chime in. We'd love to hear from you. via the text line, 91-L-POP-WOK, 91-E-L-P-O-P-W-O-K. Numbers work out to 913-576-7965, I think. 91-L-POP-WOK, tell us where you're listening, what you're doing, you know, how your holiday shopping's going, whatever. Just share with us what's going on. It's a bar. We're sitting here. We'd love for you to join in the conversation. Hold that thought real quick, mister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What you got there? A little Woo! Bourbon?
Ooh.
A little bourbon?
Devil's cut.
A little bourbon.
Oh. Yeah, Texas.
That'll cure the allergies.
Yeah, it will.
Texas, and let us know if you grew up poor, middle class, or rich, too, based on the stuff that we're about to read. Because apparently,
yeah, because
these
sometimes
are all indicators.
You may not even know, right?
Right. I apparently didn't know. This all started with this story about Disney over the weekend and today. If you did not see this, Disney, there was some controversy because Disney was taking the pictures of people like on Splash Mountain and the different rides that you would buy when you get off the ride, and they were digitally adding face masks to people's faces who weren't wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they doing that? Well, it turns out the reason they were doing
people
that...
people check to see...
Right, that's what I thought. You don't want the pictures out there.
That everybody's wearing a mask?
Yeah.
So that's what I initially thought, too. But it turns out... I mean, it's partially that. But it's because... Let's say that you and I went on Splash Mountain together, Lazo, and we wore our masks.
Right.
And we get done, and there's our picture, and we've got our mask on, but the person behind us isn't wearing a mask. Well, we couldn't buy a picture because they didn't want the picture, I guess. It sounds to me like...
So they just didn't want it getting out that people weren't wearing masks?
That's what it seems
like.
But aren't...
Okay, well, whatever.
I mean, you can look
aren't
at
people
some
taking,
of the digitally...
I see what you're saying, but this becomes a longer discussion than it needs to be for a dumb topic. But aren't people taking pictures constantly in Disney? So wouldn't pictures
so?
Be getting out? But I guess maybe they're saying on rides that we were in charge of...
Right.
We mandated the masks, but if I'm taking a picture standing in line and nobody's got masks on, then...
But you're not buying it from Disney, so they're not responsible at this point.
No, but it's still
the
idea that they don't
there,
want the info
right?
out.
Right.
Not, I mean, so the info's going to get out.
It said, park visitors who chose not to wear a mask while riding on attractions did not receive photo pass photos taken on the ride. However, Walt Disney News, which is a real thing, they've got their own news thing, picked up on December 6th on a Facebook group post noting that the theme park had begun digitally adding masks to riders' faces after the fact. And then there were some photos posted. I saw one old lady, the mask was a little over to the side.
Okay, got it.
A little off. Didn't look quite right.
This, I guess, I don't know. People are angry. People don't care. I don't know. This story was all over this weekend, and now Disney, for whatever reason, says, we're not going to digitally add the photos anymore.
Okay.
Or the mask. But this made me think about who got to buy those pictures. Because Jeremy and I were discussing this morning. She said, did you ever buy one? And I said, no, we never bought one.
We didn't either.
But then it turned into this, you know, we would never ask for one of those because I think it was known that it was, like, pretty expensive to have that picture. And my parents would say, just get the picture of ourselves, you know,
right
before, right after.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe this could be maybe that's an indicator that your family's doing a little better. But I also think there's a flip side to that, that maybe a lot of people who buy the photos are people who – really don't need to be buying the photos. And I thought maybe Lazo might say that. Not everybody.
No, but I mean, I think we bought like one. Like we'd pick whichever one. I know there was some that we got from Space Mountain.
And you paid for the
and
actual picture.
If I take the kids to anywhere, then I'll buy one. You know, like whatever the coolest ride was, I'll buy one. Just as a keepsake, a memory.
Yeah, they give you that nice little cardboard frame, right?
Sometimes
right.
you put it in a keychain. I know the boys had some keychains on their desk. Of us at, like, Universal City and us in Disney World. Just something to keep around.
Those little necklaces
memory,
where you put your eye up to it and you can see the picture. Those are cool, too.
See, my grandparents would buy those for us, but not my parents.
Now, your grandparents had money, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about, like, any if you went to Disney, were you able to get the guns and, you know, the...
No toys.
All right. So, yeah, we were able to go in, like, the gift shop of each one and just get whatever we wanted. Yeah.
We did lunch. If you weren't allowed to bring your lunch, because some of those places wouldn't let you...
bring your lunch.
Yeah, we used to bring our lunch to the amusement
Disney
park.
World?
Well, no, to the amusement park here. We used to bring our lunch and go out and take a picnic, and then you'd eat, and then you
Who would do that?
My family.
Oh,
and then I
gross.
Guess they decided they weren't going to do that, so we started to do
just
this thing
eat
where
before.
Well, we would, but we wanted to get our money's worth, so we got there like from
God.
The time they opened, and then we stayed until they closed. You had to stay there all
day. Well, I will
day.
Say I'm different than my dad. My dad would we could get anything we wanted in the gift shops, right? That was fine. You know, go get one thing. You know, you got out of the Pirates of the Caribbean, you get to go get a gun or whatever. Go get it. He would always, And I never really thought, I always thought it was because he didn't want to pay for it. But later on in life, as a dad now, I'm like, no, it's not about paying for it. It's about that I got to carry the goddamn thing.
Yep.
And so he would, because he would say, well, you know, get what you want, but you got to carry it. And then I'd be like, ah, forget it. And I always thought that was his way of getting out of paying for it. But now if I go with my kids, I'm like, man, you can buy this whole store. Fill up that backpack of yours because you're carrying. I'm not carrying it all around the park for you. And they're like, well, we don't need anything. I mean, it's a very simple thing. But yeah, the carrying it was always the pain in the ass.
I would go with friends sometimes on vacation stuff, and their parents would, you know, if they were going to buy something for my friend, they'd buy something for me, being very nice. Like, okay, you guys can pick out one thing. So that's when I got to get stuff, was when my friend's parents bought us
stuff. Well, my dad would always stay in the hotel, like, you know, across the street from Disney.
Yeah, no, no. We stayed at a Motel 6, and it was across the street from a Waffle House, miles away
from
Disney.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So he, so you're saying it wasn't Disney parks.
Right. He would always stay, you know, some cheap place down the street. Yeah, like, that's what we did. Yeah, you suck.
Yep, that's what we did.
But, you know, when I go with the kids, I stay, like, I'm not staying across the street.
We went to
Disney. If we can't afford to go, we'll go next year. Like, we don't have to do this half-assed. You don't go every year. So this is the thing that I don't understand. And you guys are going to make fun of me. And people say, you know, oh, you're privileged. Look, how many times do you really need to take your kids to Disney? 2-3 times? Maybe 4, right? Mm-hmm. I probably got one more time in there to take my kids where my oldest, who's 13 now, will have fun with my youngest, who's 9, right? Yeah. Probably got one more time. I was hoping to do it this year, but we didn't get a chance to do it. But we went to Universal the year before. We probably got one more time. And we may not even go to Disney because whatever. That said, you only go twice, right? Really?
Yeah.
Only go twice.
I went once as a little kid, and then I went once again in college.
All right, well, that doesn't matter. That's on you. But when your parents are paying for it, you go once or twice, right? That's it. That's your experience. So if you can't afford to do it, if you're like, okay, I'm $600 short on spending the week on Disney, right?
Like staying on the property?
Right.
Yeah.
Sweetier. Save the $600 and then go do it that way. Because nobody wants to drive over, park in the parking lot, get there at 6 a.m., and then you got to stay till midnight when it closes because you just bought tickets. Your dad's carrying you around on his shoulder. Like, what a pain in the ass. Just go get the place on there, wait a year, 2 years, spend the extra dough, save it at $5 a month, and figure it out. Like, I don't understand why we don't do that.
I went once, and it was when my brothers were all out of the house. They never went. But I got to... Oh, no, they went to Disneyland. Maybe my oldest brother or something before I was born. But I went to Disney World in Florida once, and it was this big deal. My dad had saved up for it. Or, you know, my parents had saved up for it. And I'll never forget, we got down there, we get to the Motel 6, and the next morning we wake up, we eat breakfast, and there were all of these people, like, outside of the park and waiting to get into the park. And they're all wearing these matching shirts. And I was like, why are all these...
Was it Pride Day?
My dad was like, son, these are homosexuals. You know how your parents used to say homosexual, you know?
Yeah.
That was like the polite term, like, 30 years ago, right? Son, these are homosexuals, and they're here because it's a homosexual week. And I was like, oh, why did we come on homosexual week? And my dad's like, I didn't know. That's where they were going. He's like, but they're all here because they do this once a year, and so you'll see a lot of people out there in red shirts, and you know,
good for them.
They're gay.
Your dad was a liberal.
Oh yeah, super liberal. No, super liberal. So
my dad would have freaked out.
It's just funny to me to think that.
Oh, yeah, not like freaked out. He, I felt like if I would ask, like, ah,
yeah.
Well,
why are you asking about that? I don't know anything about.
What's like just kind of uncomfortable, like, I don't know. Yeah, they're wearing red shirts. Who cares?
Yeah, they're talking about, Jesus Christ. It's a small world. Guys making out on this thing.
Well, that's
supposed to be
thing.
For kids.
There was a lot of
why
making
are there
out.
Adults? I mean, like, that's what he would say. Like, it's supposed to be for kids. Like, two guys making out on a roller coaster. Jesus Christ. I think you could just hear him. Like, he wouldn't be upset about it. He would be like, I don't want to have to explain it. He's just, you know, that was him.
It's uncomfortable.
He doesn't
want anything
guy.
Uncomfortable.
I don't want to explain this to the kids. I don't care. Do what you want. But, Disney World? I mean, Disney World. It's a small world. It's kid stuff. Like, nobody needs to make it out. I'm not making out with you. You're making out with me. Well, the guys got to make out.
I don't know that I saw making out. I saw a lot of hand-holding, a lot of that, And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Funny. So, was your family privileged?
accused Laszlo of being privileged because he said if you don't have money to stay on Disney, then just work harder and get that money to stay on Disney. If you think that sounds like privilege, then maybe you didn't grow up with privilege.
Nobody said work harder. I just said skip a year. Like, you're almost there. You have enough money to go to Disney, skip a year and stay on.
So these are signs that you grew up middle class.
Okay.
Like, you were actually middle class. I'm not going to go through all of them. One of them is living in a neighborhood where all the streets were some version of the name of the neighborhood. So, like, if you grew up in Somerset, right, yeah, neighborhood, then this is Somerset Lane, Somerset Circle, Somerset Drive, and they would all have the names of the neighborhood. Did you grow up in a place like that? No. But you live in one now, right?
Well, I grew up in Kingsbury Farms.
Oh.
Mm. And
sounds like an amusement park.
Wow.
And my the street I lived on was Sherwood.
Okay, so no. And Jenny, you grew up.
But they were all woods. I don't know why. Now that you say that, like the street behind me was Ladywood.
So maybe there was.
But
some
it was Kingsbury Forest. Is that what I guess?
Maybe it was Kingsbury Park. Woods.
Maybe it was Kingsbury Forest, and then all the streets had a wood.
See,
like Sherwood.
Well, son of a bitch.
There you go. I lived on a rural route, so my address was like Rural Route 7.
And now it's probably named after your parents, right? Don't they eventually just name it after them? That's what happens in Oklahoma where my aunt lived. She got all the streets around there named after her. Yeah, yeah. Ruby Lane, Ruby Street, Ruby Drive, Ruby Express. When your family had something to celebrate, birthdays, you know, promotion, whatever it is, you went out to eat at a restaurant instead of having dinner at home. You went out to eat. Did you do that?
Yeah, steak and ale.
Steak and ale, Applebee's, whatever it was. Did you go out to
eat?
Not
Applebee's.
Well, right. There's different levels of middle class, too. So
Showbiz Pizza when I was 4.
Did you have...
Did you have steak and ale here?
Maybe. I get it confused with... You had Sizzler, Weston Sizzlers, Ale House, Steak and Ale. Yeah, I don't remember. Probably not. Mm. Did you have a garage that... You had enough cars to fill the garage, but the garage was oftentimes filled with exercise equipment. Another thing that's on the list is a second refrigerator / freezer. Like, you had the garage fridge.
Oh, forget, I'm sorry.
What?
I was just thinking about steak and ale. I don't know if you had them, but you guys remember, they're like steakhouses. Like, you know, Outback, maybe a little fancier than Outback.
Okay.
25-cent wine samples.
Damn. Ooh.
So if you wanted to taste like wine, that was their big thing. 25 cents, they'd pour you a little...
Throw down a couple bucks and you are good. Mm-hmm. I like it.
When your family went, like, you know, for a weekend to the lake or something like that, did you rent a jet ski and or boat? Did you rent that stuff? Yeah, no. There was none of that. We weren't renting.
Yeah, we rented jet skis if we went to the ocean.
Yeah,
like,
so
if
you
we
did
went to
get
Florida,
to rent
my dad
stuff.
Would rent jet skis and we'd go on them. Some of my best memories of me and my dad riding around on jet skis.
Did your parents ever just hand you $20 to, like, go play video games or do something to get you to go away? They give you $20?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, go to the arcade? Sure.
No.
Like, on a Friday night, here's $20? Sure. Here's $20. Go have fun.
Yeah. Or, yeah, you're at the mall and there's a big arcade and they say, here's $20. Go do that.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
That never happened?
No.
No, not never. I never saw that much money.
No.
$20. There was a story my brother told once of my uncle giving him $5.
Like,
quarters,
I knew I was privileged, but I didn't know you weren't that privileged.
Well, that's what I'm starting to wonder.
Right.
Because I'm looking through all these things on this list.
Of course, you're at the mall with your buddies or whatever, and your mom's there, and you're like, hey, Mom, we want to go to the arcade, and she hands you $20. That's like, here. What did she hand you to go to the arcade?
She didn't. Or maybe some change.
Yeah, either
couple quarters
she could find, or maybe like a dollar or
maybe
two.
Maybe a dollar, yeah.
Maybe.
Usually it was like change. What change? I don't think I have any change, hon. Sorry.
Right. Like, a good game's cost 50 cents.
You think I don't know that?
Right.
Trust me, I was in there trying to rip off those ticket machines any way I could.
Yeah.
Had to figure out a way. Had to get creative.
Really wanted that little finger puppet that you earned. Never
did
got
she
it.
Know?
Did my mom know?
Yeah.
That we were broke?
You know, that's, Did she know? Did she know, like, you know?
Yes, because she would get angry at me sometimes for illustrating how broke we were. I'll never forget one time we were wrapping Christmas presents, and I was taking little tiny shreds of scotch tape. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm trying not to waste tape. We're poor. And she's like, we're not that poor, you know. And you could tell that she was, like, frustrated that I thought that we were that poor. Right.
I just wondered if maybe, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I thought maybe your parents just thought, well, go to the arcade and here's a dollar. Like, they didn't understand how much arcade costs or whatever, and they just gave you a dollar.
That was part of it. That was part of it. If I told my dad, like, Dad, the sniper game costs 75 cents, he'd be like, 75 cents? My God, it's always something with these goddamn kids in these machines. They're all trying to make us. I don't know how many hours you have to work around here just to get to play a video game.
Kissing them.
Guys kissing at Disney. Picked up 1 week. No wonder it was
75
cheap.
75 cents for a Slammer game. Kissing at Disney. Jesus Christ.
Did your family have an extra bedroom that was not used, that was used as an office or something at the house?
No. Yeah.
Huh?
No.
Not even you. You had that whole farm to yourself.
We had a guest bedroom forever, and then when my sister moved, we had a guest bedroom and an office.
What about a Costco membership or a Sam's Club membership? Did your family have one of those?
I honestly think when I was a kid, I don't think it
wasn't really a thing yet?
Yeah, I don't think it was a thing yet.
Did you guys have it, Jenny? I guess you didn't have one around.
Yeah, not until I was in high school.
Well, Jenny,
probably.
I took a little peek over at these stuff. Maybe you were poor. These are signs that maybe you were not quite middle class.
Okay.
You knew not to ask your parents for stuff. That's the top thing. And I'm like, yep, I knew not to ask them.
Right.
Like you just knew that it could cause stress, that she's going to have to give you a lesson about, you know, how much stuff. And we weren't poor. It was just we didn't have extra money, right? But we weren't poor. We had a very nice house.
So I'd go ask grandma.
That my grandma got us. Yeah. And the money that they had came from grandma when she died. And then we got a nice house. And then it was just kind of like, okay, now when we go to the amusement park, we're going to bring our own lunch. You know, now there are some things on this list that I never did. Like we didn't drink powdered milk around the house. Okay.
Right.
I know some people did that. Wasn't that. But I did eat a lot of breakfast for dinner. We've talked about that before.
Loved it.
Yeah. A lot of cereal
Cold
at
plates.
Nighttime. Yeah. Yeah. When you get gifts at the holidays, you know that it would be, I guess you only had one sibling, but a lot of times something would be from all of my siblings and my parents as one, you know, here's a family gift. This is your gift from the family. Did you guys do that?
Well, yeah, maybe just because my sister wasn't buying me anything. I wasn't buying her anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think my mom handled all that. Like, my dad clearly paid for everything, but, you know, on Christmas, he would just be just as surprised as the crap you got, right? You'd be like, damn, that's cool, man. Was that a rocket? Let's go light that thing off. I'm like, and it said, you know, to me from dad, you know? He'd be like, Jesus Christ. I remember one year I got like a really nice sweater. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, man, that is a really, really, really nice sweater. And then like 2 weeks later, I was wearing it, and my dad was like, why are you wearing my sweater? And I was like, yo, this is... gave me this for Christmas. He was like, ah, son of a bitch. I saw it in the closet. I thought it was a lot. Your mother bought it for me. All right. So, like, he didn't know, like, he wasn't mad about it.
Right,
but he was like,
was
he must have
sometimes.
Been, she must have put it there. And he was like, that's a nice sweater. I'll wear that one weekend. And then I was wearing it, and he was pissed. I was like, you just gave it to me for
first
Christmas.
Like quarters at the game.
My sweater.
There's gay guys.
Space Mountain. Jesus. The Church of Laszlo. Yo.
Yo.
Talk to me, hotshot.
I saw this and it made me think of you.
Please.
Because when did you think that maybe you had COVID? Back in like March, right?
Yeah.
So there's an article that's in Yahoo News, signs that you've already had COVID. According to an actual study, these are the signs. Now, I don't remember everything that you said, but I feel like this is mostly what you said.
Okay.
Number one, muscle pain.
Yeah.
You had that, right? Because wasn't that a huge part of it? Headache, which you don't really get headaches.
I don't get headaches, but I had one, yeah.
Oh.
Right? He never gets headaches, and at that time, never. He was complaining that his head hurt.
That's a big one.
But see, at the time, it seemed so early. Back in March, it's hard to remember now, but you thought, oh, what are the odds that I would have it already?
Well, I thought maybe I had it because, remember, I didn't go to any of the kids' baseball games, even though they were outside. I sat in the car and watched them.
Did you have an alteration of mental functions? Like going from mild confusion all the way to...
No.
Okay. So you didn't have the confusion. Dizziness?
No.
Oh, okay. 16% of people lost the taste of, lost sense of taste or smell. I didn't lose
that
though,
either. I always check by just sipping a little whiskey.
And then fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, fatigue.
I couldn't stay awake for more than like a half hour. Like I drove my car to my kid's baseball game, parked it there. And then drove home. Like, I didn't leave the car.
Yeah.
And then drove home, and then I was like, I gotta go back to sleep. I slept for probably 4 days straight.
Yeah, because it happened over a weekend, I remember, right? Sore throat, runny nose.
My throat was so sore. It's the first time ever. Now, maybe somebody says, but I couldn't swallow.
Yeah.
And I went to swallow, and it hurt so bad that food came back up through my nose like milk, right?
Yeah.
It actually, it came, I couldn't, that's how bad it was.
Did you get nauseous?
No.
That's one of them. And then diarrhea. Those are on the bottom of the thing, though. But you got all the rest of
you
those.
You had all of it.
You just didn't lose your sense of taste or smell, which I did neither, by the way, when I got it. And you didn't get diarrhea.
No.
You didn't puke. But everything else, the main ones, the top things on here that you had it with the muscle pain and the headaches and body aches and all that stuff, you had all that. But
all that sounds like a hangover, too.
It does. It also sounds like a lot
the
of
flu,
different viruses.
Sort of sinus. Yeah.
But now that
sounds like too much blueberry vodka. Like, just ask Jenny if all those things are blueberry vodka. You get diarrhea.
Yeah. You get a headache.
You get nausea. Headache.
So
right.
Oh,
you're
confusion.
Very tired.
You're very confused.
Shakes. Confused.
You
right.
Don't
you're
know
just hungover, kid.
Who you're waking up next
yeah,
to?
Yeah, COVID or you're hungover. Who knows?
Oof.
What did a hangover feel like when we were young? As I recall, I would be tired. Like, oh, I wish I could sleep a little longer, and I might get a headache. That's what a hangover felt like when I was young.
What's it feeling now?
Now it feels like I get really bad heartburn. My entire insides feel just hot. Like it's
right.
I think it's heartburn. The way I've described it to Lazo, it's all I can think. It feels like it's hot in my stomach, in my chest, everywhere. Yeah. I can't think straight. So if you ask me a question, I can't. My throat, my voice sounds different.
Not just because you smoke because cigarettes then.
No, dehydrated. Even if I don't smoke, it's just like I think I'm dehydrated, so everything's just dry. And so I feel like I sound different. And then I get the thing where you start to feel a little bit better as the day goes on. And then somewhere in the evening, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 o'clock, it feels like I'm getting the hangover all over again.
Oh.
And I can start getting nauseous and all that. You don't get that?
No. I feel tired and I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
You don't get
a headache, pop a couple Advil.
Yeah.
Go back to sleep.
Drink some Gatorade, go back to sleep.
Yeah, Gatorade's good.
Get up, come in here, go to work. And then by the time I'm home, I'm good, ready to go again. My body's like, we'll probably take
one of those. Round two. You don't ever puke from a hangover?
No.
Oh. You say no, like it's so insane, but lots of people puke from hangovers.
I only have a couple of times. And that's because I mix my liquor. You can't mix the liquor, kids. That's a bad thing.
Let's see, beer than liquor.
Never
no
been
way
sicker.
To get the job done quicker, huh?
Never been sicker.
Oh yeah, I always get that backwards.
Yeah.
So I should not have this now.
Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Well, what if I have liquor and go back to the beer?
You'll be fine.
Then I'm in the clear.
I think you're
right?
All right. But just stick to clear liquor.
Clear liquor. No one's ever been sick.
The Church of
Laszlo. My man, Nick Wright. How are you?
Laszlo, Slimfast, how are you guys?
Great, man. Did you have a good weekend watching football? It was awesome chatting with you and texting over the games. Those are like some of the memories that I remember for the rest of my life.
You know, so can I talk to you about something?
Sure, of course.
Our texts are private, and I don't mind them being referenced on this show. But I don't think you want to fully cross the Rubicon that you've now crossed, which is any one of the three of us taking screenshots of our text conversations and posting them to social media.
Hey, don't pull me into this. I would expect that you would not do that to me, Nick. I did not share that.
I'm not. I'm saying Laszlo does not want you to post to at SlimFast965, follow him on Twitter. He tweets once a month. Any of these conversations, Laszlo would not want me to do that. I did not have my phone with me early in the day on Sunday. I finally get it, and I see not only do I have 11 texts from Laszlo, because set your watch to it. If the Chiefs aren't up 100-0 immediately, he will start texting. And then, not only that, I have Twitter notifications from folks that are out here saying, that are, you know, responding to Laszlo, who posted our conversation to Twitter. That's not okay.
Well, let me just first start with...
He was drunk.
All right. I had been drinking. Number one, there was no conversation because if the Chiefs aren't winning... You refuse to text or tweet. You only text or tweet once the Chiefs start winning. So the conversation was just me trying to get you to text.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I don't think that's fair or accurate.
Nick, if the Chiefs are even in a tight game, you refuse to tweet or text anyone.
So listen, buddy, I don't know. I know you always say sports is easy, sports is easy. I can do sports. Nick's a dumb guy. I'm a smart guy. Nick has a drug and alcohol problem. I'm totally sober. You say all these things.
What does that even mean?
I don't. These are just things you say that are false. I am not just, you know, multi-screening on my phone, playing Minecraft, responding to texts during major close sporting events, because it is my job to see the game beyond the game and be able to break it down for a national audience the next day.
Then why is it so easy for you to text once the Chiefs take the lead?
Because then the game's over.
Okay, how many points do the Chiefs need to win by for you to win your money? Is that part of it?
7.
Okay.
And that stupid field goal that Dolphins kicked down 9 with 30 seconds left cost me a lot of money. And in yesterday's game in particular, there was, I'll give you a little window into my gambling situation, there was a incorrect line, meaning where I bet, you can bet on who's going to score first, and the Chiefs were supposed to be minus 180, meaning you would have to risk $180 to win $100, right? They screwed up, and they made it plus 180. So risk 100 to win 180. So it was just a mistake on the website. So I bet the maximum allowed amount that you can make bet on that, only to see on the Chiefs' first drive, Mahomes throw a pick for just the third time all year. On the second drive, he took a 30-yard sack. And around that time, my phone finally got charged. I look, I have 9 texts in my boat saying my homies, two evenly matched teams. It makes me so mad. He makes me so mad every Sunday. I just can't lose my money in peace. I just can't watch the game in peace. I have to worry about this, pardon me, Jeremy, dickhead Lions fan who can't take any joy in his team because they're so awful. So he takes joy in my team struggling for a little bit. I hate him.
Yeah, my favorite thing on Sundays, I watch the Lions game, but my favorite thing on Sundays is getting score updates on the Chiefs game and then being like, yes, and sending you texts. I probably have gone through, like everybody during COVID, depression and sadness. And there's points where I'm like, you know what, do I even really care about football anymore? That's how you know you're going through depression. And I felt like that on Saturdays and Sundays. Like, I don't even care anymore. But then I think, but wait. Could I text Nick? Could I text Nick that, hey, this is a great game, just two heavyweights trading blows back and forth. Who is the quarterback of the future, Mahomes or Tua? It's such an interesting game. I'm captivated by it. Well, I'm not even watching. And knowing that the not return of a text is more beautiful than any return of text I would ever get. It gets me up in the morning. You have to know, Nick, you keep me alive.
Well, that's interesting because there have been various times in the last 48 hours where I wish you were dead. So I guess mission failed by me. I'm telling you guys, I know the audience, especially the Kansas City audience, might think this is a bit. When I tell you...
It's not a bit.
When I saw the text, the first one from you, I got so mad. I got so angry. And here's the thing. Here is the worst part of it. And I can't believe I'm telling you this because now you're really going to screw me with it. Because I have to watch on Sunday Ticket, and I actually have to watch on Sunday Ticket streaming, I am 75 seconds, a minute 15 behind live action.
Oh.
So Laszlo texted me Mahomes, all caps, when the Chiefs were driving on their first possession, when, keep in mind, all I need is a field goal. They're already in field goal range, and I win my bet. And I know, oh, my God, did he get hurt? Did he fumble? It's not because something good happened. And I had to watch the next three plays waiting for what I knew was going to be a disaster. And finally, you know, about a minute 10 in, I'm like, well, this is the play. And I see Mahomes rolling out, and I'm like, what could possibly go wrong here? And a ball gets batted in the air and intercepted. And I threw my phone, and then I went and got it and put it on mute and set it away from me because I was so mad. I was so – it really makes me – like, I'm mad thinking about it, even though the Chiefs won.
Nothing makes me happier than hearing that story.
The only thing that concerns me a little bit about this, because I think it's fun too, but what about his kids? Are they like, Laszlo, please stop? Dad's getting really, really mad when you text about the Chiefs.
Right. Those kids?
Yeah, those poor kids have to...
Oh, because my kids think it's a riot.
Right, your kids think it's funny, but his kids, you know, they might be making it a kind of an uncomfortable situation on Sunday afternoons when you text them that stuff. You don't think about that.
They leave me alone during the Chiefs game. But I will tell you, if we're being totally honest, during the last Raider game, because that was the night game, so Sunday afternoons, like, my wife and daughters almost always leave the house, and I'm just in there by myself. But by the night game, I'm usually, like, with them while I'm watching it. And during that Raider-Chiefs game, the second one, which I thought the Chiefs were going to blow them out, and it came down to the very, very end, I yelled at my daughter because of one of Laszlo's texts.
I
felt terrible about it.
Yes.
I was already tilted because of the Chiefs and the gambling implications and all of it. And you guys know that my daughters claim you two are my only friends, and which is ironic given this. And my older daughter calls you two my boyfriends.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, got to call your boyfriends again, got to call your boyfriends again. And Laszlo was texting me during the Raider game, taunting me. And Diora says, oh, your boyfriend's checking in on you? How sweet. And I snapped at her. I said, God damn it, that is not okay.
You tell Diora I love her. She's my favorite person.
I know she is.
And I know that she loves me. She understands what I'm doing here. I think she's helping me. I think when I text you something like that, I think she's like, oh, look. Your boyfriend making you mad, Nikki Poo? Like, I feel like we're on the same page.
Oh, God. It made me so mad. Every Sunday, it happens.
All right, you got the personal stuff out of the way. Can we take a quick break and then actually talk about football?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's
okay,
do that
great.
Now.
It's the
Church of Laszlo. All right, my man Nick Wright, let's talk football. Chiefs look unstoppable. Look, it's easy for guys like me to get angry and text Chiefs fans and try to rile them up.
They're not going to lose.
Because
they're not going to lose.
No, because they look beatable every week, and then they just pull it out. It's going to be really, really hard to beat the Chiefs. So it makes it fun for me.
Yeah.
To text Chiefs fans like you.
Okay.
And push your buttons. Because it's like, you know, I don't know, like pushing the Lakers buttons this year. Like, they were clearly the best. Like, I don't know. It just seems like pushing a Dodgers fans buttons. The Chiefs are in that league. Like, no one thinks they're going to lose.
Well, especially, Laszlo, if you watch Sunday Night Football. And it's like, wait, these are the next two best teams?
That's crazy.
The Steelers and the Bills?
Like,
right. The Steelers are a mess right now. And again, Bills fans... I'll send you guys. Bills fans have vandalized my Wikipedia page. They've said Josh Allen's my father.
Still makes me mad because for a long time it says Laszlo was your daddy, and that makes me angry.
One of them made a very crude Photoshop where my nose has been replaced with a very lifelike phallus that is now sent to me 35 times an hour. And Bills fans are upset with me, but I stand by everything I've ever said about Josh Allen, including last night.
on, you know, other AFC news.
Look, no, they don't. Some people don't really believe it, Nick. I have to be honest with you. I watched Josh Allen play. Is he a good quarterback? Yes. Is he better than Patrick Mahomes? No. And it's not close. He's not close to the greats. He's an average quarterback who, during certain situations, can have great games. But he's not the guy. If they win a Super Bowl, it won't be because Josh Allen led them there. It'll be because Josh Allen had a good game at a crucial point in the playoffs. And that happens to the Joe Flaccos of the world.
Flacco, exactly right. And what's also true is that he does have the ability, like Mahomes, to make some really, really impressive throws. But his level of consistency is just so non-existent that you just...
Yeah, but he's like a B-grade looking. I know you're going to hate this, but he's like a B- or C-grade Mahomes, which Flacco was like a B- or C-grade Brady. But Flacco was good enough that year to win a game that he needed to win. But nobody's ever compared him to Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. It's not the same.
Right. I would argue that he is that what Josh Allen is a B-grade Ben Roethlisberger.
Well,
the guy who we saw last night. The Raiders fired their defensive coordinator. They have – remember when I said after the Raiders almost beat the Chiefs and everyone was all high on Gruden and everything, they weren't going to make the playoffs? They're finished now. They're in real trouble. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs. And then in the NFC, the Bucs looked decent, but the Vikings – that Vikings kicker is – I mean, yeah, I think he got cut already today. If not – I mean, he is – Leslie, the Vikings kicker in the last two games has missed four field goals and four extra points.
Yeah. But look, like, I know you hate Brady, and I know when he does bad, you rip him. But when he does good, you at least got to be like, man, Duke could play, man.
He threw for 196 yards yesterday.
Those two deep passes on play action. See, you just, that's the thing, Nick. Let me tell you this right now.
Yeah.
That's the thing that doesn't make sense. Like, you clearly Brady's not as good as he ever was, but you have to give him credit when, I mean, he had like 121.6 passer rating in the game, and they beat what was the hottest team in the NFL, minus the, you know, the people that you think are going to win the Super Bowl, in the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't have to give them a ton of credit for beating a Vikings team that's going to finish with six or seven wins.
And they won like six straight, though?
No, I think they'd won five of six, and
my apologies.
I said that the Bucs are going to win four straight to finish the year.
They got to play the Lions first. They got to get through them.
Yeah, don't rule out the Lions.
Teams that don't have a pass rush can't beat the Bucs. So
I'm betting on the Lions right now for that game. How do I do that?
Okay. Me too.
The Vikings, Falcons, Lions, Falcons is the Bucs final four. Here, Jeremy, please record this so we can play it back in January.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win their final four games of the year, go into the playoffs, the alleged hottest team in football, only to summarily be beaten badly in round one, including if they play Washington. Washington, the NFC East winner, would beat them in round one. That is my line in the sand. It's going to be another year where Tom Brady doesn't win a playoff game. Mark it down. So we can, and people are going to be all hot on him because they win four in a row. Can't beat a team with a pass rush, so they can't win a playoff game. Here, the
Saints. Does Washington have a pass rush?
Has one of the best pass rushes.
I'm being honest. I've watched eight quarters of Washington football my entire life.
That's the strength of their whole team. They drafted Chase Young last year. Chase Young, of course.
I saw him with his mom on TV.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable football player.
And so, look, the Saints finally lost. The Taysom Hill thing is silly. Okay, I was going to ask you who you think the best team in the NFC is, because I don't know the answer to that.
Oh.
Saints, Packers, Rams, or Seahawks. I think it's almost like a four-way coin flip.
I agree.
I'd probably put the Seahawks last and maybe the Packers first. Tonight, I think the
Browns. I know, but then the Seahawks, you know, like they destroyed, they got killed 2 weeks ago and then
by the Giants.
Just ran them up, you know, last week. So it's hard to tell. The NFC's wonky, man.
It's really weird. And tonight I got the Browns. And the Browns are the last, I'm telling you right now, The Browns are the last leg of a three-team parlay to pay a bunch of money. So if the Browns are not playing well, if you text me, I am going to SWAT you.
I can't wait to watch the game tonight. Well, watch
who are the Browns playing tonight?
The Ravens.
Ravens.
Oh, well, I'll be rooting for the Browns, so I won't do that to you. I'm a Baker Mayfield guy.
I can step in. When
yeah, now it's you. Yeah, you got to text
him. It's on
him.
It's on me.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun. It's always great to talk to my only two friends in the world.
Bye, boyfriend.
We love you, Nick. You know that.
All right. I love you guys. Bye.
See you,
man. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo.
You good-looking son of a bitch?
Oh, man.
Why? Why are you scared? You look scared.
No. I have two words for you.
What?
Naked
yoga.
Jeremy
naked
knows
yoga.
I'm talking
naked
about.
Yoga.
Naked for yoga.
You. Not sure I like it.
Laszlo, this has been...
You don't have to do it.
No.
Yeah, no, I also
I'm not doing it.
Okay. No, I know, but I also think... I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of times bodies look better clothed.
Most bodies, yes. But a lot of times the type of people who would want to put their bodies on
display,
the internet, right,
yeah, but they
and
still
do something
have, like, you know, human things to them. But go on.
That
please,
is
tell
true.
Me more.
Okay, well, yes, if you don't like human
things.
Sexuality, mm-hmm. then that might not be the thing for you. But YouTube has standards and practices and rules about nudity and sex, okay? One of the things they don't do is they don't do porno. Now, there's ways to get around that as long as you don't have nudity, right? So, like, if you have a fetish or something like that.
Like pantyhose?
Then there's always pantyhose review websites or whatever, right? But it's not actually pantyhose reviews. It's just ladies' pantyhose. But YouTube's like, what can we do? There's no nudity. It's free speech. They say that, you know. So that's
Freaks.
What they do. Well, apparently, they've decided that naked yoga is educational.
Yeah.
All right, let me see.
Which means... It is now free to the masses. Now, mm-hmm. there you see, she's oiled herself up.
Yeah.
She's got a little baby oil on, and she is,
what?
She's like a 10.
I mean, she's real hot, but, yeah.
Lazo doesn't like nudity.
You don't like the bindi, stretchy.
He just doesn't like women.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't like nudity. This, to me, reminds me of when you were a little kid and you figured out.
If I was a little kid, I'd be all about this. But now I'm looking at her like, oh, God.
This is a loophole.
You're just
and
an animal.
And I didn't
animal.
Think the internet
She's
had loopholes
She's just an
animal.
Anymore. She's got, like, you know, everything that everybody else has got.
Yeah.
You know, there's not. There's, sometimes things are better left to the imagination sometimes.
Well.
That's all.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm a...
I
don't know. I need to be careful how I word this. When I was young, we got excited if the little scrambler... We got excited if the scrambler on the Skinamat... There's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
Find a hotter chick.
A hotter chick? She's a 10. Okay, I'll keep looking. Remember, you probably had this word, the cable channels had scramblers on them.
Yeah.
Sometimes the scrambler wasn't... So good,
yeah.
And so
you could see,
actually it was good. So you could see some nudity. It was usually, you know, a lot of greens and yellows that shouldn't have been there. But that was a very exciting thing. Also in the mail, you got Victoria's Secret catalogs that your mom, you know, got mailed there. Not because she requested them. Thank you very
of
much.
Course.
Just because they know that a lady lives
I
there.
I like her kitchen.
So I'm just thinking, like, if you're a kid now and your parents do have some sort of restrictions on, you know, what you can access, maybe they don't even have a web browser on the tablet that you can get into without a password, some sort of net name or whatever.
Downward
but if they have a YouTube,
not bad.
If they have a YouTube app,
yeah, they can watch this.
Kids could now see that.
Because it's educational.
Yeah. Right. So if my parents, even if they were tech savvy, my parents were, like, doing a pretty good job of keeping me off the internet while they're not around.
Body slim.
Yeah,
that's
do you know what? How big
about.
A deal that was when I was in
I
high
know,
school,
but
junior
it's
high?
Only because your parents made it big, and because there were scramblers. It's just a naked body.
Yeah, well, it's also a naked body
she's
oiled up
anything.
With
fast
baby
forward
lotion.
That.
You wanted this lady. I liked the first lady in the baby
fast,
oil.
Fast forward it anyway.
Starts doing.
Do something special.
She just keeps
tree pose
stretching and
something.
Bending. There you go. There's your favorite right there.
That's the downward dog.
Yeah,
front,
standing behind her.
Really? They showed that, huh?
Oh, Jeremy. Yeah. There
like
is some right there.
The...
I like her tattoos.
Wow.
You know those tattoos. You know. Come on, man. Those tattoos.
All right, well.
You know what those tattoos.
Naked yoga. Let me tell you something, kids. It's not as impressive as you think.
If they're having a tough time. Again, we have to be careful. Never mind. It's just nice to think that...
That's out there and available whenever you
like
want.
Like, there's
it.
One of those things, what will this generation of kids, when they grow up, what will they
I
say?
Want
remember
you
when we used to do
tomorrow
this?
To do a naked yoga video for me to see.
I'm not doing it. There's a reason those girls are on there naked, and I'm not.
Come on, I want to see you do a naked yoga video.
No.
Well, all three of us will do a naked yoga video.
I'm not doing it. I don't wish that hell on anybody.
No one needs that.
But I would... I suppose there's probably literally zero... Teenagers out there, kids, whatever, that are excited about naked yoga because it's all over the internet. These kids, they don't even know. They don't even know how good they've got it.
I'd be interested in seeing you do naked yoga.
You don't want to see me do naked yoga. You won't
even
let me do it.
See that.
You won't even let me do dainty when Jerry's standing around.
Forget it.
See? See?
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Good show today, man.
We're done?
We're done.
It was exciting and fun. I thought everybody had a good time.
Yeah, we're buzzed. That's good. Thanks for Jeremy's Christmas tree.
Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Let's see, what's today?
I do got to take a banquet beer pee, so.
Huh?
I got to take a banquet beer pee.
Are we supposed to scratch a lottery ticket, too,
go
today?
Go for it, yeah. Your
calendar. Grab one.
Okay, well, I don't want to go early, you know. If it's not. Let's see. I'm going to... Guess this one with the puppy is
the puppies
big.
Are
that's
pretty
the
cute.
Big winner, okay?
Do like the puppy.
Are these
as he scratches that
dog?
Off, let me tell you. Hey, good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids. Did we win?
Son of a bitch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.